Hi everyone, Saint Maid here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because, well, I didn't get any for today. If you want to suggest a topic, you can do so at the PayPal or Subscribestar links found in the description. Anyhow, someone recently sent me a comment titled, "The Coming Economic Force of MGTOW," and I want to read it, so here goes and I quote, "MGTOW is non-violent, peaceful, passive, self-focused, and very ghostly quiet. There are no meetings or groups. Just the exchange of a basket of male-centric truths about freedom. Freedom from the rigged game of gynocentrism. What's anybody going to do about it? All they have is shame and hostility. A guy goes on with his life, and if he does okay, he's gonna be affluent, while everybody else is mired in senseless debt. MGTOW will be an economic force in another decade or so. The economic forces are known for going extinct. Much of this will self-correct. The men are evolving from simping to uncunting, to pure indifference with no loathing or hatred of gynocentric state laws and culture. If anything, the new MGTOW men will be entrepreneurs and see the womanless men as an untapped market for goods and services, thus retiring on the misery created by radical Marxist feminism. Brothers, so China and India, as well as South America, are now exploding with many forms of MGTOW. Monk mode seems to be the guiding phrase. As the world collapses, the men are moving out into the country. A pal of mine made $134,000 a year. He saved enough, bought land and homesteads, and now is fully retired. He just cuts wood, feeds his farm animals and gardens. He sleeps in, reads, and brews his own beer from his own fields and grains and hops. The future is female. Yeah, the new corporate slaves. Men want Peter Pan and they're laughing from the treehouse, pissing on the girls below with the rope ladder pulled up. It sounds childish, but when you deal with mass murdering cults of angry women, why would you let any of them in your life? Stealth ghosting, stealthy MGTOWing is a thing, and plausible deniability is the new thing. The HR Femstompo have nothing. Well, stealthy MGTOW, I can hear your passion and your words, and I'll get to them in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to men checking out all over the world like it's the Fall of Rome Part 2 Clown World Show. In Japan, we have the Hikikomori. In China, it's called lying flat. In Korea, it's dishwashing. MGTOW in Brazil, the number one country for it. And I don't know what it's called in India, but maybe someone can enlighten me in the comments section below. So it's a global phenomenon driving down birth rates, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. As for the financial implications for all that, it depends on a few factors. As men check out and work shorter or no hours, many of them will have more disposable income to indulge their hobbies. But most importantly, they'll have more money to save, and the banks will actually want to take some of that money on deposit. Gay men were once targeted by banks because they didn't have children and had lots of money and high-powered careers. I remember seeing the TD and Royal Bank sponsorships at the Gay Pride Parade back in the early 2000s. And you knew they just wanted to tap the market that was tapping other men's behinds. Eventually, the banking interests are going to figure out that single men, by choice, will have a lot of disposable income and savings that they aren't spending on some doll. Then you'll see them sponsor the media and tell them not to shame us, because then we won't buy from them and invest with them. Stealthy MGTOW, I think that about 5 to 10% of men will become entrepreneurs. The rest will succumb to hedonism, and that's what big corporations prey on to sell them all kinds of midlife no wife products to appeal to their inner Peter Pan. Stealthy MGTOW sounds like you're clearly a go-getter and probably have a bias that other men are like you, willing and able to start businesses and take risks because they don't have a wife that'll divorce them. So on one hand, as men pull out of the workforce and women, literally and figuratively, it increases the inflation rate because the men remaining in the working world will just jack up the prices. The only thing that can keep inflation away is technological deflation to keep the men that still remain working in check and in fear of losing their jobs. Recently, there was a McDonald's open in Texas where it only has takeaway and drive-thru. They're now testing a fully automated McDonald's. During Christmas, I ordered a package of Canadian Tire, and there was a giant machine in one of their stores that just dispensed it to me. So if less men want to work and the cost of labor goes up, then it means the companies will be incentivized to automate. But the thing is, it's mostly women that work in retail jobs. So as men go on strike, women will be the ones that'll lose more jobs than men. I used to believe Jeff Booth when he said that the pace of innovation would astonish many of us, but things are moving way too slowly. I doubt that technology and innovation will progress faster than men checking out. Sure, the retail jobs will go, but the more complex stuff is going to involve some serious innovation, and it's mostly men that do that. We can't even innovate good new film, television, and music content. How are we going to replace high-paid jobs? Because it's men that innovate, and if more of them are checking out, many will take their good ideas and efforts with them. But I'm starting to see women being phased out at Dollarama here in Canada, as cashiers as more self-checkout machines get put in. I'm sure you're probably seeing that in Dollar General in the United States as well. Also, don't forget that when it comes to being an entrepreneur, it's a risky thing. And as the cost of living goes up now thanks to inflation, people will take less financial risks, as things become more uncertain and not less so. Also, after every recession, you see the number of self-employed individuals collapse, as people realize they can't feed themselves on imaginary business income. Less entrepreneurs means that innovation slows with less financial freedom. Recently, I went and filmed the Disney Animation Immersive Experience in Toronto, and saw them using the same types of technology that I was using in art school about 25 years ago. Leaves were projected on the ground, and if you ran through them, they would move away from you. From what I saw, things haven't changed all that much with regards to projection and interactivity. Yet they're still charging $40 a pop to see the exhibit and experience that immersive interaction. Something that was going on a quarter of a decade ago now. As for women's suffering, as of now women are working more and making more. They will just spend all of their money and won't be relying on men's money as much. I'd say overall a 25% reduction in spending by women if they don't get married and have kids. I'd say an increase of about 25% on the spending of men that stay single. If that's, men will most likely invest their money. Financially, the radical Marxist feminists will be reduced and not retired. There'll be no retiring that unless there's a complete societal collapse, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Even though many guys out there want to see it happen so that women suffer. But remember, you too will suffer in such a situation. Also, speaking of mass murder cults, then this video, where a recent swarm of 8 teenage girls swarmed a man in Toronto and killed him. Apparently he was protecting another woman. People are saying, good, he must have been a creep. But he was actually just a white knight that was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Guys hear stories like that and think to themselves, it's best to keep their heads down and not rock the boat and not help women anymore. If they must rock the boat and voice their opinion, then it's safer doing so from the comfort of your own wilderness lair, where it's more likely a bear will get to that swarm of babes before they get to you. Also imagine the outcry if a bunch of teenage men had done the same to a woman. One woman I knew was recently terrorized simply because someone well-dressed put a black mugger's mask over his face and started trashing her car and kicking it with her in it. He even broke her mirror. Weeks later, she's still traumatized. The fear that women would experience if they heard that a bunch of men swarmed a woman in Toronto wouldn't be quieted down for the longest time. The newspapers barely highlighted the story because the girls were underage, and if you're under 18 and you get in trouble with the law, your name and picture can't be put in the papers or publicized. To protect you, the young victimizer, of course. So instead, they promoted a man that went on a rampage at a Toronto condo building the same week and took out 6 people. Most of them were older condo association leaders, mixed gender, they wouldn't let him do what he wanted. His actions were horrible and he overreacted. But instead of showcasing the older people all that much, they ended up putting a picture of a young woman that just was in the wrong place at the wrong time and she was of color that he ended on the front page. Once again, white man victimizes dark-skinned young woman. They exploited a bad situation to push the agenda. But many smart guys are going to see this situation and think to themselves, it's awful living in a condo building. Being at the whims of increasingly female condo association leaders, they might want to make your life hell just because you are a man. So it's time to get out of Dodge and head to the country. Ironically, it's also safer in the country, but women feel socially isolated and afraid because there aren't as many police around and because they're more wild animals. Yet their risk of being victimized and hurt in the city is actually a lot higher, even though it feels safer because there's so many people around them. Women are irrational like that. They don't see the statistics that more people means more danger. They focus more on the idea that more people means more safety and resources as well as comfort. Plus, in the country, their available pool of men to go after is a lot smaller. But now I'm just rambling. So now we're in a race against time. Does automation move quickly enough to replace all the men that are checking out while first replacing all the strong, empowered women working at McDonald's first? Or does the economy crash because of high inflation because of men checking out, and the system is unable to simultaneously raise interest rates because it causes an economic collapse? The Federal Reserve and recently the Bank of Canada both said they'll keep raising rates at the fastest pace on record in history. You can pretty much bake a 35% housing market crash into the cake if that happens minimum. But that's not going to affect the guys in the country as much because their housing prices aren't all that overinflated to begin with. Stay tuned to see what happens. At some point, things are either going to crash or reverse course. When it happens, nobody really knows. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks to Stealthy MGTOW for sharing your comments with me. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women will be smashing men and trading BJs for Big Macs from automated robots after they lose their strong, empowered McDonald's jobs thanks to that automation. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the big banks from luring in MGTOW men and then stealing all their money through inflation and bail-in schemes away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.